Editor's note, December 21st, 2017. If you are a targeted individual, the information presented in this talk may help free you completely from all electronic harassment symptoms. This info could also benefit anyone who is suffering from Morgellons. I just discovered the videos yesterday of a YouTuber named Lookout for Charlie. I don't know his name. People call him Charlie most of the time. If you are a targeted individual, TI, suffering any of the typical electronic harassment symptoms of tinnitus, voice-to-skull transmissions, hearing voices from any sort of electronic or electrical devices or appliances, bodily sensations of pain, itching, zapping, sexual stimulation, etc., you want to pay attention to what this fellow is recommending and follow his protocols to break down and remove what he is identifying as a skin fungal condition called sporotrichosis. I'm not going to second-guess this guy since he seems very intelligent and thinks logically, and most importantly, has freed himself completely from all symptoms of electronic harassment. This alone deserves a Nobel Prize nomination. A lot of unthinking people are giving this guy a hard time over theory minutiae in the YouTube comments, and he's understandably upset by such unnecessary time wasting. You can't argue with success, so it doesn't matter what name he wishes to use to identify the condition. His protocols have worked to free him and apparently others who are following his info, so that's what's important to remember, and to not get bogged down in theory. The condition is being caused by the nanoparticles, metals, smart dust, fullerenes, quantum dots, polymers, more, which we are all ingesting via contaminated food. Anything grown outdoors is loaded with nanoparticles, and breathing in these particles from chemtrail fallout. The people who feel the symptoms and those who don't are dependent on how much of these nanoparticles have been activated inside your body by microwave radiation fields that you are being exposed to, which cause these nanoparticles to self-assemble into networks within the body and produce many strange things, including fibers, crystals, a fungal skin coating, and neural assemblies inside your body, which wrap around your DNA and your nerve cells, neurons, etc. I've made MP3 audio files of his most relevant videos and give you links to the YouTube source. I'll also put up transcripts of his most important videos, as well as republish the explanatory articles he has on his website. This guy has a good heart, and he's putting himself on the line by going public with this info. I notice from his comments that too many people lack the intelligence and discipline to follow his protocol recommendations exactly. Charlie says you have to take daily Epsom salt baths, using a minimum of 5 cups of Epsom salt in hot as you can stand bath water, and do it every day for 3 to 4 months at least. Every day means 7 days a week, not 5, or 4 or 3 days a week. You must take potassium iodide, white iodine, or Lugol solution, 30% granular iodine plus 70% potassium iodide, daily in the amounts he's suggesting. You will feel pain and discomfort as he describes in his talks. Wash your clothes with borax only and not laundry detergent. Use a dryer always to dry your washed clothes, etc. Listen to what he's saying and take notes. If you are suffering electronic harassment, you should look into this and get serious about following his protocols. If it worked for him, it could work for you. Follow his instructions to the T. All of the items that he recommends for his cleansing protocol, both inside and outside the body, is listed further below under the heading of Particle Expulsion Treatment, PET. Charlie explains his theory in greater detail in the Missing Link Finally Connected article, also seen further below. Be sure to read his explanation of how fungus conditions can create voltage-producing batteries within the body caused by the release of manganese oxide, which is reacting with zinc normally found in the body, the same way alkaline batteries produce voltage. Update, January 2nd. 2018. I've read some comments from a TI on one blog that has mentioned this article, and would like to clarify a misunderstanding concerning Charlie's emphasis on the radio station aspect of the electronic harassment signals. Everyone who is hearing V2K transmissions is hearing comments from perps who are directing their comments to them personally. That's understood. Charlie also heard V2K conversations from perps who were addressing him personally as well. What Charlie is trying to get across is that the skin fundal condition described here is allowing you to pick up and hear or feel the signals being sent. If you peel off the skin fundal condition and get rid of the nanoparticle metals in your body, he's saying that you will no longer be an antenna and a radio receiver for those personal transmissions and no longer experience any of the symptoms of electronic harassment. Note, I've edited out vulgar language from both the MP3 audio file and the printed transcript, Kanadachi. All right. In this video, I hope to clear up a lot of BS and quite possibly end your targeting symptoms. I've had a lot of people disagree with me. They believe that putting giant steel plates up around the house or living in a Faraday cage is the right way to go. They believe that there are actual chips in their heads and they're being mind read, and you know all that stuff. Yet they still have symptoms. They're giving you all this advice, but they're still suffering targeting symptoms. I'm giving them advice and I do not have these targeting symptoms anymore. And it's not like I'm not being hit by the signals anymore. I'm recording them constantly, but I don't feel any of the symptoms that I felt before. So you can listen to anything you want, but I'm telling you the truth, this is what's up. It doesn't matter if you put all this stuff around you to block you from the signals. If the signals are even coming straight through your power lines as well, and putting a cage around you in your own house or domain, it doesn't matter. It also doesn't matter if your body itself is already the antenna. And it's not from a chip. It's not from any of that. There's something on you that you can't see. 100% of you have a fungal infection on your skin and in your body. One of the things that this fungal infection does is it creates a layer of skin. It's like a biofilm slash the clear part of a scab that grows over your skin. This is growing over all of your skin, everywhere. What you may even suffer from, dry skin, rashes, itchiness, blah blah blah. That's not coming from weapons. That's coming from the biofilm that's on your skin. What this does is, it allows particles that are in your environment, around you all the time, nanoparticles in the air. It allows these particles to stick to the film and it builds up layer by layer over the years. All the time, it's regenerating. You may have age spots that can just peel right off, but I'm telling you, it's allowing this stuff to stick to your skin and stay attached to you. What you'll find is things that look like little quartz grains of sand. You'll find red and blue-black specks. You'll find blue and red spots as well, little tiny particles. You'll also find a very short black wiry fibers, as well as clear fibers that almost look like white hairs, but they're almost like fiberglass. Now what's the difference between say this and Morgellons? Absolutely nothing. But not 100% of Morgellons sufferers have targeting symptoms. However, 100% of targeted individuals have this fungal infection. There are people that didn't believe me at first that I've talked to. One person, who's become a friend of mine, has been targeted since 2001, and she didn't know that this film was on her body at all. She didn't believe me at first. I didn't blame her because she didn't have any symptoms of it other than dry skin, or like something showing up on her arm once in a while that a doctor would look at and give her a cream for. But when she did the protocol that I had been doing, when she did this, all this stuff started peeling off her body everywhere. And she didn't even know it was there. So most of you who are targeted, you have no idea that this fungal infection is growing on top of your skin. Now think about this. This is somebody that's been targeted since 2001. That's 16 years of being completely oblivious. Because something is that good, it's that well hidden, that you can go out in public and people don't notice. That you can be around your family and your family doesn't notice. This is 16 years of not even realizing that something is on top of your skin right in front of you. It doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. Some people get it and develop really bad symptoms. Some people get like weird lines that look like scabies or whatever. And they'll think that some spooks in a van pointing a weapon at them, that's causing this. But what it is that your skin doesn't like it growing on there. So, a lot of times, it fights it. Your immune system fights it or whatnot. You'll get rashes, spots. I got things that almost look like snake bites on me that really look like somebody had either stuck you with a needle, or it could be anything. But what it is, it's your body fighting this off. And sometimes your body does really weird stuff. And then somebody could ask me, what's the point of this? Well, this is simple. It's not what people say, this is okay. You don't need a directed energy weapon if this is causing you to be the antenna. Something that would normally wash off in the shower is stuck under 2-3 layers of this, and it isn't coming off until you kill it and clean this stuff off your skin. That's the difference between you and everybody else. That's the reason why there can be 10 people in a room, and only you are feeling the effects of this, because you are the antenna, because you have this infection growing on top of your skin and inside your body. You get it? And this is another reason why it doesn't need to be a directed energy weapon. These signals are not being pointed at one person like this per se. This is like a radio station. The signal is everywhere. So, no matter where you go, you are in the radio field. It's no different than a FM radio station, where the signal is anywhere that you have a radio with an antenna. Then you can hear the radio station. It's the same exact thing. The signal is just everywhere. That's why, if you had 10 radios in a room, and 9 of them didn't have the antenna, all it's going to do is pick up fuzz. You have one with the antenna, and it's going to pick up the radio station that's completely invisible. That's exactly what is happening. What am I saying? Because I try to explain things pretty clearly and still had people ask, what's my point? My point is that you are the antenna. You are the radio with the antenna, that's why you're feeling the jolts, the vibrations. All the symptoms that you feel on your skin, in your body, the pain, whatnot. V2K, if you want to call it that. We'll just call it audio harassment. It's just a radio station. Now let me say this again, I had every symptom listed. Every single symptom listed under electronic harassment, the vibrations, the jolts, the feelings of electricity going through you, everything, every single one. I don't have the symptoms anymore. So here are all these people giving you advice, telling you what it is, what it's supposed to be, when I made myself the white rabbit. I experimented on myself. I figured out what's logical and what's not. You keep it under the keep it simple stupid theory. It's a basis. I've used it my whole life. And I know that the people operating these kind of programs are using the same thing too. You can't overthink things, and that's exactly what's happened. So keep it simple stupid. I do not have the symptoms anymore because I broke down the stuff and got it off my skin, it's gone. It is gone. But if I stop treating myself, I would probably bet that this stuff would slowly creep back. I'm calling it a tipping point. I think that everybody has this on them to some degree. Certain people get it worse. When it hits a certain percentage on your body, and the layers build up, then you tip over into that point. That is when you start feeling the effects of electronic harassment. Now, I'm not saying that other ways haven't been tried at all. What I'm telling you is that they found that the perfectly simple way to do this. And that's why the number of people who are feeling electronic harassment symptoms have gone up so much. So, I strongly, strongly suggest that you stop buying into the idea of some spook slipping into your house with his black leotard on in the middle of the night and putting a chip in your neck when it's not necessary anymore. Let's think of what we're dealing with as a dirty board. That's what I call it. It's a dirty circuit board. So what you've got, you know, I've pulled these crystal things that look like quartz out of my skin, that come out of my skin when I'm taking these layers off. This resembles quartz crystal. You can make a simple quartz radio. I made one when I was 5 years old. I mean, you put all these things together, and you have a perfectly dirty circuit board. You've got the iron oxide that comes out of your body too as well. The black specks or whatnot. That accounts for the vibrations that people feel, and you can look it up. Look up the vibrating tattoo that came from Nokia. If somebody can do this with a tattoo. All a tattoo is some ink put under your skin. If this just gets under and in the layers that are building up on your skin, you can do the exact same thing exactly. We need to look at this logically and simply. And that's what it is. Because there is no way the manpower could go behind and actually keep this secret. There's no way the manpower could go behind you no targeting. Let's just say there's 100,000 people. There's not a team of people that are doing this to 100,000 people and still keeping this thing secret. It's much simpler than this. It's so much more. People are overthinking this, and what that's doing is it's causing so much disinformation to get out there. And then you've got all these people, and I feel bad for them, but you have all these people that are living in Faraday cages and living in all this stuff. It doesn't matter if you put all this stuff around you, if you're the antenna, and the stuff's coming through the power lines anyway. It's coming right to you through your house, so you can put all this stuff around your domain, but there's still a power line coming into your house. You still got a cell phone. You still got computers, you still got all these things. I've detected 400 to 500 MHz radio signals coming from my monitor, from my flat screen monitor on my computer. And that was coming through on channel 11 and channel 22 on a walkie. If it was within 2 or 3 feet, it would stop on the scan mode and pick it up. So this stuff is coming right to you. Look at it logically. Look at it logically and get all this disinformation out of your head. Because you can end this. You can end all the symptoms by treating yourself and treating your skin and purging yourself of heavy metals. More than 2 metals in the body create a battery. That's the truth. Look it up. I've said that in other videos. And then still people ask me, well, what is your point? Well, my point is, everything that I've just said on top of the fact that if we can all prove one common symptom, one common physical symptom, that's hard to fight. Now I mentioned in another video of seeing the targets in my eyes UMM, and other people in my family also have them in their eyes, either on the lens, or in the fluid of their eyes where you can see perfectly shaped bullseye or target shapes inside the eye or in the fluid. I'm not sure which, but I use the microscope, and you can also do it with a jeweler's loop if you do it properly. But if you see these on or in your eyes, that's one more symptom that can be proven that everybody has the same physical symptom. Somebody asked what my point was on that. But that's my point. If everybody has 1, 2, 3 common physical symptoms, then the people running this operation have a problem. And going around telling people that satellites, your neighbors. I know this is going to piss a lot of people off, but at this point, I don't care. Satellites, your neighbors, that, certain people, this old woman in the neighborhood, a 6-year-old boy is tracking you down and doing. This is just helping them out. So we have to stop doing that, man. It doesn't work, it doesn't do anybody good. They look at you, and they think schizophrenic. So quit putting out the information, and the stuff that you may think is evidence. Think of it, think of things outside your head. Look in. And think about it before you post stuff, because most of it only hurts you. You need to start only posting things that are absolute proof that somebody, that even a doctor or a scientist or whoever, would look at and scratch their head and say, okay, there's something up here. They love the fact that people are complaining of invisible symptoms. It's just like bipolar or schizophrenia or anything else. You can complain of something, but you can't take an x-ray and prove this stuff. However, 1,000 people who are suffering from this who have the same skin condition will have the same things coming off their skin. That creates a problem not for us, for them. Because you can't fight it. You can't say, well, that's just in their head, because it's not. You have 1,000 people, let's say, with the same symptoms, physically, and the same particles coming off their skin. The same film coming off their skin. And believe me, you have it. We're going to get to that. I was watching one guy's video where he was talking about how he had gone to the doctor, and this doctor told him that his body was making candida, just to make candida. And he couldn't figure it out. Well, there you go. This is a cross between. It's like a GMO almost. It's like candida and sporotrichosis. Or possibly, even lymphatic sporotrichosis. Where it's gotten everywhere. And one of the things that sporotrichosis does is that it affects the hair follicles. And that's one thing that you'll notice maybe, is that your pores have been covered up by this sticky film. Maybe you have it. Maybe you don't have those symptoms yet. But if you let it keep going, you will. What it does is, it gets into the hair follicle. Your body grows hair everywhere. So anywhere that it grows hair, it's going to affect this. It can cause premature grayness. IIT can cause your hairs to grow back all wiry and crazy. It does a lot of different things. You might notice that your stomach gurgles all the time. And that's not from some guy in a van hitting you with a ray gun. That's from the candida sporotrichosis that keeps making this stuff that acts as a glue. It acts as a glue on your skin and in other parts of your body, possibly you and your digestive tract, your throat, other areas. And it allows this stuff to stick to you. And it, like I explained earlier, it sticks to you, layer by layer. The stuff gets covered up and it's inside your skin now. Basically, once you kill this stuff, break it off, the stuff will start to pile up and your symptoms will diminish greatly. There was an activist, Canadian chemtrail activist named Alex Hunter, who was hit with this stuff. And he had the exact same symptom that I had, where he would hack up this glue. And it was literally, it was like a phlegm. But this stuff was like freaking wood glue, if it was on a. If you hacked it up into the sink, you couldn't get it out of the bottom of the sink. I mean this stuff acted like, I swear, it was like the toughest glue. You could barely get it off of something. If you hacked it up onto a plastic, or onto anything, it wouldn't come off. Now this was stuff that's in your throat and wet. Imagine something like this growing and drying on your skin after it's been processed by the body. Another thing you might notice is that your ears have stopped making wax. It clogs all your pores. You don't sweat the same. It just clogs everything because it's a glue. It's a skin. It's like a biofilm. It's like a scab. It's like the clear part of a scab. That's how it starts to come off. I even put up pictures to show you, even pictures of the woman, girl, who didn't believe me at first before she tried this. What this does is, it plugs up inside the ears, and then your ear doesn't make wax anymore, it can't get out. So what is happening is your ears are constantly dry. It makes them? And if you think about that, I mean, that works in a myriad of different ways. What a lot of people notice too, as well as, after they're targeted, or if they have morgellons or whatnot, is they notice weird fibers, weird stuff in their house. It's in their environment and, what is that? Your body isn't making that. It's coming from the environment. And what it's made to do, when you have the infection, is it sticks to you. It sticks to you and layer by layer, it gets covered up, and there you go. It's everything that I'm explaining to you. So these particles that people are fighting in their house, as they build up over time, are things that are intended to either be in the environment, or to stick to people that have this particular infection. Or, everybody has this infection to some degree, and the people who are the people who have electronic harassment symptoms, have hit the tipping point that I talked about earlier. And have them to a much higher degree. Now, here comes the part where it's imperative that you listen, and it's imperative that you try it, because if you don't believe me, and if you don't believe it works, the only thing that can happen is you're going to get a little bit healthier than you are now. So you really don't have anything to lose here. So you try it. It's going to work and you're going to watch your symptoms start to dissipate. Now, some of it you're going to notice immediately. However, it's going to take, I would say, 1 to 3 to 4 months before you feel the full effects of it, but you will see the effects. Now if you're lazy. If you're waiting for a magic fairy to come around and then turn the button off, turn the switch off, and you're not going to feel this anymore, that's not going to happen. So if you're a loser in the beginning, just stop now and don't do it. If you're proactive and you're ready to change this, then you can change it yourself. It's up to you. I put up video after video trying to help people out, and then you get this one person that comes along and says, on this page that's meant for everybody, help me. Advocate for me. Call me. I need help, blah blah blah. We all have to help each other here, so, one of these selfish people that come along and just are just waiting for some magic BS to just come and hit the switch off. It's not going to happen like that. And we need to work together. And I'm telling you how it's going to turn off. I'm telling you this, and it's worked for me. I do not feel the effects. I've said this 3 times. I'm going to say it again, I do not have the symptoms anymore. Yet, I record the signals every day. So it isn't like I'm not being hit anymore. But we've all got these signals around us. I just don't feel the effects of it, because I've gotten this stuff off my skin, and off my body enough to the point where I do not feel the effects anymore. Now, you can get in the shower, and it can feel like you have poison ivy on your skin, when you run hot water on it. Your skin can look dowy like on your eyelids or different spots at this point. You might have premature wrinkled skin that looks like age spots. You might have been to the doctor. You might have had like a fungal infection on your arm, or something that was, just you were given a cream, and it was blown off. That is this whole system. We're going to break it down, and this is exactly what you need. None of this stuff is optional. You need all of it. If you don't. If you're picking and choosing, or you think you don't need this, or you don't need that, it's not going to work. Or it's not going to work as fast. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to get Epsom salt. And I mean a lot of Epsom salt. And you're not going to be a pansy about it, and put 1 or 2 cups in the tub. You're going to put at least 4 or 5 cups in the tub. If you want to go higher. If you've got enough money to put in a whole fucking bag in the tub, do it, it can't do you any harm. Fill the tub up as hot as you can stand it. You put the stuff in and you're going to bathe every day with Epsom salt. Every day with a lot in it. At least 5 cups in the tub, at least. After a while, maybe a week or two of taking these baths, you start rubbing your skin while you're in the tub. You're going to notice that this stuff, something is going to start rubbing off you while you're in the tub. And it's going to look like a sunburn at first, like you're peeling on it, like you're peeling a sunburn or whatnot. That is the sign that the stuff is starting to break up from your skin. Not only does the Epsom salt start to break this stuff up, it draws heavy metals and different toxins out of your skin. It's awesome for you. And not only can you take Epsom salt as a bath, it's a good thing to drink a little bit of it. Look it up. I know that sounds wacky to a lot of people. But Epsom salt, it's a magnesium, and it's the exact treatment that they give people for barium poisoning. Now what are the things that are going up in the environment heavily? Barium and aluminum, being sprayed in chemtrails. Use the Epsom salt internally as well, and it will purge your body of heavy metals. It's imperative. So this works in a myriad of different ways, but not only does it start to break this stuff up, but it also detoxes the body at the same time. You're going to stop using laundry soap. Stop using it. Start using borax in your laundry. And that's it. That's all you need. Put the water on hot. Wash your clothes hot with borax and dry them. You have to dry your clothes. You can't hang your clothes up to dry. It just perpetuates this shit. You need the dryer to knock this stuff out. And believe me, I went without a dryer for a long time. I hung up my clothes, it perpetuated this. It made it way worse. As soon as I got a dryer, a lot of these symptoms that I couldn't seem to kick went away. A dryer is a big part of this because it knocks the clothes around, and it sucks that crap out and shoots it up the vent. Another thing that you're going to use is borax. We're going to use borax for cleaning. You're going to use the borax, like I said, in your laundry. And you can take, now, if you don't want to take it internally, a lot of people are scared of this, but people drink it all the time. It regulates your hormones, boron kills fungus. It's a fungicide. Most people that come and take care of your fungus in your house. If they've got a sprayer, it's secretly just a bucket full of boron, really. It's being sprayed around. You want to take this stuff internally. If you don't want to do that, go to a vitamin shop and get boron pills. You want to take boron. Boron, it's a miracle. It pulls heavy metals out. It pulls fluoride out of your bones, even. It does a lot. It fixes your hormones. But mainly, the main reason is because it stops this fungal growth. And like I said earlier, the worst you can do is make yourself healthier afterwards. But you're going to see that I'm right. The purest form is borax, right out of the box. When I first did this, I decided to just overdo it. And I drank loads of it. And if it was going to kill anybody, I would already be dead. Here are some other things that kill this stuff, that you can wear to bed at night if you want. Honey for one, wax this stuff off your face, off your skin. Not to the same degree, but it does. Vicks Vapor Rub has oils in it that does the same thing. Another thing that you want to try, and this is hardcore, this will kill it off quickly, is a lime sulfur dip. It's natural. They use it for pets for its scabies and other things. It's an antifungal. They actually use it on your plants and on vegetables or whatnot. It's an antifungal. It's a fungicide. And they use it for all kinds of stuff, including pets, vegetables, tomatoes, whatever. You want to put it on your skin, mix it accordingly. I think it's 2 to 4 ounces per gallon. You get it, and it will kill this stuff up quick. It will look like you have alligator skin on you. A good thing to do is use this first, and then you use borax, or use Epsom salt afterwards. In any order you want to try. It may be different for different people. You may get different results. But it will start to work. This lime sulfur dip is a radical path. It really is. But it dries it up quick. Now before I forget, go to Walmart and get a magnifying. I don't care where you go, it can be Meijer, Walmart, whatever. Get a jeweler's loupe. Get a magnifying glass. Get something that has high magnification. And when the stuff starts to come off, you look at the stuff. And I guarantee you, you're going to see black specks. You're going to see red and blue specks. You're going to see wiry, short black fibers. You're also going to see clear fibers that almost look like hair, but they're clear like fiberglass. Check it out. This stuff starts coming out. If you save a little bit of it, I think it's important. If anything, it's evidence. Now, here's what you're going to take inside your body other than the things I've already mentioned. Bentonite clay. It's a liquid. It's a clay, but it's a liquid clay. You're going to add it to water, you're going to drink it. They sell it at vitamin shops, wherever. It's supposed to be a detox thing. It acts like a magnet. It grabs this stuff and pulls it out of your body. You might get sick the first few times using it. And I don't mean sick, but you may have diarrhea. You may throw up. Different people react differently to it. You're going to get it, and you're going to take it. You're going to take it every day. And what this does is, it acts like a magnet, and pulls all the stuff that's in your system out. It's imperative that you do this. What you're going to notice right away is that your symptoms of your gut gurgling all the time, that will stop. It will dissipate, and it will stop. All these symptoms will go away. Start using that. Then you want to take potassium. Potassium is really important. Take potassium ascorbate. Take magnesium because the magnesium is super important. And then what you want to do is you want to take oil of oregano, garlic. Anything you can that's going to stop this stuff from regrowing in your system. It's imperative. You start to pick and choose which one. You need to do it. And trust me, along with the boron pills, the Epsom salt, or the boron, if you're going to take straight up borax, this is the best stuff you can do. Then what you want to do is you want to get iodine and or potassium iodide. You want to get the liquid. If you can't, anything will do. But most importantly, the liquid will start really working for you. If you can get potassium iodide powder, survival shops sell it because it protects the thyroid in case of a nuclear war. Stuff like that. You want to get this powder, and you want to make a saturated solution of potassium iodide and start to take it. And what that does is, it kills off the infection in your body. What that is it's the cure for sporptrichosis. It's imperative that you use it. And it will, and I promise you, alleviate a lot of your symptoms. Once you start doing all this, within a couple weeks or a month, you're going to start seeing this stuff come right off your body. It'll peel. It'll crack. Like I said earlier, I'm going to add pictures showing you how the stuff cracks up. It can come off in shards, if you kill it fast enough. Another thing that works to eradicate it, but it can hurt. And it really can hurt, because it cracks so fast within a few days, is Palmolive antibacterial dish soap with L-lactic acid. It will dry the stuff up down to the core and crack it up. I actually had pictures of that as well. Right now, hopefully, I'll put it over the video. This stuff will come out in thick shards, but it'll hurt like hell when it comes up. Like you won't be able to like, if it's in your armpit, or in your side, and you move it will remind you that you have an armpit, and it will remind you that you have a side there because it will feel like third-degree burns. A lot of people are under the illusion, or the delusion, that morgellons and electronic harassment are two separate things. Like they'll say, I've been hit with electronic harassment, and they gave me morgellons. But that, it's not the case at all. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. Like I said earlier, not everybody that has morgellons has electronic harassment symptoms. But 100% of electronic harassment victims, if you will, have morgellons type symptoms. You at least have the biofilm that's on your skin, and it's holding crap there. So, what have we got so far? We've got the Epsom salt and the borax to start breaking this stuff up off your skin. You can use the oil of oregano as well on your skin. We talked about the things to take internally to start breaking this stuff up. It may fight you at first. You may not see anything at first. But I promise you, you will. Like I said earlier, this chick had this stuff on her for 16 years before she realized that there was anything growing on her skin at all. So the goal is to kill off this fungus, this mix of candida and sporotrichosis that is hurting the skin. It's growing a type of biofilm on the skin, and or it's tricking the skin into believing that it's burned or hurt so that it creates this scab-like material over the skin. You want to kill that off. You want to chelate your body and cleanse the body of heavy metals. It's imperative. And then you start taking these things internally to combat this, and constantly combat this. And this is the way to do it. I've done it, and I'm telling you, I'm not selling anything. I'm telling you 100% that all the sensations that I felt before are gone, gone. And we know. I know, you know, my dog knows, that anybody that's in the program, or whatever you want to call it, doesn't get out of the program. You're when you're hit with this stuff, generally, you feel it for the rest of your life. I wish people like Holland Gerard were in, and people like that, that have felt this stuff for 30 years, 20 or 30 years had been around, now, so that I could convince them to try this out and just to see what happens. I guarantee you that they would have been blown away by the results. This technology has is so much different, and it's such a different game, than what has been promoted and pumped by different people. And that's why they're laughing their asses off, because people have overthought it and came up with these grandiose. That sound to people from the outside, it sounds absolutely crazy. But when you break it down and look at it, and keep it simple and look at it rationally, this is what makes the most sense. And this isn't a theory. I've done it. I've proved it. I've tried it. It works, and I'm trying to help you out. And I get joy out of knowing that somehow I'm FING 33.16 up some little asshole's program. So it's imperative that you do this. And like I said earlier, you don't have anything to lose. And the more I find out through my daily experimentation, the more I figure out, I will continue to post this up. But those are the major things that you need to do. As I'm talking here, if I think of anything else that also works, I'll throw it in. There was a guy who didn't know he was targeted. He didn't know that he had morgellons. He just had a film growing on him that, by all accounts and description, sounds exactly like what I've been taking out of my body. He had gone to the doctor and the doctor actually tested it, because he didn't come in with wild accusations, and walked out with some delusional parasitosis, or whatever a diagnosis. His doctor actually had it checked out. What the doctor found was a fungus, red blood cells, and quote-unquote unknown goo. This is exactly the same kind of stuff that I'm talking about. This is what you need to break up. So let's go over it. You've got Epsom salt to the skin, bath, heavily soaked in Epsom salt. You've got borax that breaks it up. Then you've got internally, everything that I talked about internally. You need to take to kill it on the inside. If your guts are gurgling and doing weird things, it's not because you're being hit with a, maybe because they are reacting. Yeah, they are reacting with Wi-Fi and the different signals that these signals are being carried on. But you need to kill the stuff off and you will see that your gut stops gurgling. So there's a carrier, all the stuff carries on something. That's why they can target you and not everybody else in the room. That's why there isn't a spook in a van pointing a weapon at you. Or in an apartment, or your neighbor, or whatever. They don't need that anymore. They don't need chips. They don't need any of this stuff. It creates a dirty board. It creates a dirty circuit board in your body. That's receptive to these signals. There's a dude I've been talking to you in another state who was, he's actually a new TI. I hate that word, but he's, if you want to call targeted, or whatever. He's new to the whole thing. Within, let's say, 2 months, 3 months, he starts getting these red spots on his face. It looks like dry skin or eczema. Then he starts waking up, same exact thing. The same story, he starts waking up and it looks like he's got frosting, every day. Over these parts of his skin. Over these little areas, there's a frosting that just falls off. It's not skin. Because skin doesn't regenerate that quickly. It literally looks like a frosting, like he's been eating a frosted donut. It's the same thing. And I'm telling you, potassium iodide, supersaturated, whatever. You want a saturated solution of potassium iodide, potassium iodide drops. You take so many of them a day, as well. You take the stuff in maximum dosage. You can look it up, how to treat sporotrichosis with potassium iodide. This helps kill the fungal infection. This will kill the fungal infection. Then you cleanse the body internally. Keep using all the things I mentioned and I promise you that your symptoms will diminish and then vanish. You have particular dust, nanoparticles, that are stuck to you. You have different particles that are stuck to you inside and out.